It's a stark contrast to the growing number of violent computer games on the market. Professor Jen Mernowski is designing a game called The Humanist. It's set in a lavishly furnished 15th-century French castle. The goal is to interpret the cultural and historical meaning of a French queen's love letter. To play, the student must first find the letter hidden somewhere in the rooms of the castle. And then, Mernowski says, the hard part begins, figuring out which parts of the text to click on to learn more about its deeper meaning.
The player will be put into the position of a real historian who deals with authentic documents, and he or she does not know which parts are relevant. Some parts will be clickable, and they will open up dialogue boxes. Those dialogue boxes will imply a question and will call for an answer.
Clicking on different parts of the text prompts questions that take the player deeper into more complex layers of philosophical meaning. Mirnowski says the purpose of the game is twofold. First, to teach students how to analyze a historical text, and second, to change the way students use the computer. Instead of using it to analyze large amounts of data quickly, he wants them to use it to slow down.
I would like the user of my game to slow down and to pay more attention to the quality of interaction.
That quality of interaction will be enhanced by a soundtrack of French Renaissance music. That's what players will hear as they move through the castle in search of the letter. But once the letter is found, Mirnowski says the music will stop.
When the player opens up a text, clicks on a book, for instance, there is no music at all. There is silence. In order to let the player read quietly and carefully with the fullest attention possible this text, and to engage in meaningful interpretation of it.
The Humanist computer game isn't likely to break any sales records in shopping mall software stores, but if it proves popular with students, it could become a staple in college history and philosophy classes on campuses across the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.